email latedebate@rte.ie.
Right, another listener texts in. Different issue, but nonetheless, obviously a source of woe to them. What about my story? Pyrite house has to be knocked. Grant 252,000. Rebuild costs 360,000. How can this be done? A couple both age 75. VAT included of 43,000 in the 360,000. Well, we had Charles Ward on last night. Seamus, who's texting into 51551. I'm sure yourself and himself could have had a detailed exchange about that. We are going to move on, though, to the EPA report, Sarah. Last week we heard from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland on what direction Ireland's emissions are going in the energy sector, but take us through what the EPA had to say in the various sectors today.
Yeah, so Ireland is projected to achieve a reduction of just 23% in total greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 compared to the national target of 51%. The figure is also down from the 29% that's predicted for last year. The latest data indicates that none of the biggest emitting sectors, such as transport, agriculture, buildings and energy, will meet the 2030 legally binding targets. And, you know, I suppose the EPA report was looking in particular at the failure to meet targets on EVs, offshore wind and land use, especially forestry. So definitely not going in the right direction.
OK, we're kind of back to planning, Aubrey McCarthy, on one of those issues in terms of the offshore power generation.
No, we're not.
Well, to a certain degree we are.
No, we're not.
OK, go on. Why not?
First of all, when we the terms and conditions we laid out for the people that were bidding for them was a problem. Second of all, the DMAPs of the West Coast, which would give huge potential to the West Coast. The DMAPs were never done over the last 5 years. And if you don't, it's like throwing the ball in the air. If you don't do the DMAPs to get the ball rolling, and there's one person in Ireland actually able to do the ones for the West Coast, we had huge potential there, 30 miles off, and we haven't let the...
What about the capacity, for example, on the planning front, the capacity at deep water ports to be able to bring the stuff out and do the building?
Fines Port was able to do it. I actually met them in Fines Port. I met Shannon Airport and I met the person that brought a lot of development to Limerick, myself and Richard, and we went through it all. Fines Port has the cover to actually build them if you want to float them. There, because it is 3 miles or three, they have an area of cover from the storms. That it's one port in Ireland. Galway would be a technological place. Killybegs would be technological. It would give huge employment. It would actually be a boom to the west of Ireland, and we have sat because the DMAPs weren't done, and that's a huge problem.
My fear is, it's inevitable, and it's fear of the unknown. So I know if you have a nice shoreline, you don't want these things on your shore. But the reality is we have to do something. I believe Ireland has the absolute potential to become the Saudi Arabia of Europe. You're looking at the targets.
Would Anne Rabbit still be allowed to drive on her own in that?
Definitely not. She'll have a driver. But you're looking at, we're going to miss the reduction in emissions. And that the debate is that 51% target, is it legally binding? And then to have a 26 billion fine if we're not getting our targets right, which, remember last year we were debating the Apple money, 16 billion, and it was going to create a wonderful future for all of us. Well, 26 billion of a fine. So we need to up our game here. I will say I have a business in the transport sector, and we're part of an umbrella body called FIDI, and that oversees our transport industry. And you have to sign up to your own carbon reduction. And it really works. So I think if that is done across the sectors and it's done from the ground up. So you have to make, for example, packing or packaging. Mine is packaging.
If you're in transport, what do you use in the lorries?
Oh, no. So we're not got electric because mine are international.
You use hedge fuel.
Do I use what?
HVO.
No, we don't. But for example, the FIDI thing has addressed all of our packing. It's addressed how we reuse and recycle products. And it's also addressed
at the end of the day, Aubrey, it's the transport of the lorry that will be going up and down.
I want to let Anne
HVO rather. Can come in at 90% less.
All right, hang on a second, Michael.
But it's the taxes that's on it.
But I do think...
Hang on a second, I do want to let Anne Rabbit in on this. You know, that issue of particularly in the offshore energy. Yes. I mean, if data centres are going to be continued to be built and there needs to be a continuous and ramped up supply of electricity in particular in the country, offshore energy off the West Coast, And if, you know, whether that's floating turbines off the west coast and fixed turbines off the east coast, the progress on those has been terribly slow, hasn't it?
There's no doubt that it has been slow, and it's not at the point that we would want it to be at. And listening to Michael speak there, the potential is huge. It's totally untapped. Mm. And to be quite honest with you, we have the facilities, we have the ports and everything else to do that.
Why not front load the investment now to avoid the fines later?
Private investment.
I'm sure Minister O'Brien is looking at all of that, to be quite honest with you.
Right, first of all, if the DMAPs, if the state pays 20, 30 million, then it's going to be private investment. There's going to be hundreds of billions that will be involved. You're 30 miles out on the continental shelf, so no one will see out that fare. Second of all, you wouldn't even have a problem. If we tapped the resource on the West Coast, actually onshore, or say the wind turbines that's on land, if you look at the output of them last year, they're not performing like they should, where you have more of a consistent flow offshore.
Right, well, let's stay with offshore there, because Scotland has had kind of first mover advantage on this. And in terms of putting in the orders for the plant, the equipment, and, you know, booking the people who would actually transport this stuff from the place of manufacture, the installation, signing the contracts, putting it out to tender, all of that, that's just not happening on Rabbit, is it?
No, we're not at a tender stage by no manner or means. If the mapping isn't done, sure, you're not at that stage whatsoever. But that doesn't mean to say that there isn't progress being made when it comes to our carbon reduction. Like, to be quite honest with you, when you look at the Warmer Homes grants that have been done, I know we have spent a lot of time talking about grants, but like when you look at the number of cars that have moved to electric, when you look at where agriculture has come in, they've made huge commitments in the agriculture, and we hear the conversation where we're moving to HVOs in relation to it. So, like, conversation, and there is being applied. So there has been huge progress being done, I think, on this, and a lot more will be done.
Callum, Tiglin is an approved housing body, and so we're doing a new housing facility in for older people over 60, but it's carbon neutral. And it's all done modular, and that's our first carbon neutral.
The build or the running of the houses?
The build and the running of the houses as well. They're all solar. So it's going to have minimum costs for the residents. And I think it's a new way of doing social housing. So we're about to launch that in about 6 weeks' time.
And
that's in Dublin 12 as well.
Can I come in there? First of all, when you talk about this 50 or 55%, we've signed up to something that's unachievable. It's like me saying I'd win the Olympics in 100 metres. It'll never happen. The reality of it is...
How bad would the reductions be if we hadn't signed up to ambitious
targets? Well, regardless of how bad, it'd be realistic about what you can do. Second of all, I really have a bee in my bonnet about RTE this evening from what I hear, and I got a few phone calls about it. Mm. The first thing they were showing on the news and the emissions was cow or cattle within the field. Have a look at what agriculture has done. Have a look at the achievements they've done over the last few years. But of course, there seems to be a damning or a trying to keep bashing the agricultural sector the whole time.
There's a significant amount of emissions, be that methane or whatever else.
There was 6 million bisons on the earth one time in Ireland one time.
But
there is 6 million cattle at the moment. There is less cattle than there was. The emissions, and Dr. Miles Allen has made it very clear that methane is a 12-year cycle.
And it's important.
And he has made it clear not increased. Okay. But of course, some of the environmentalists go out ahead and try and say that the cattle of Ireland farting is causing the problem.
And rabbit. Don't forget the sheep burping. And rabbit.
Just to say as well is that when these emission targets were set, one important part of it was the Chagas report in relation to sequestration. And they had, have I the word right? No, I haven't.
Sequestration.
And in actual fact, we hadn't the full data on that. So it's important to see actually what is the value of the bogs as well, because that wasn't taken in properly, I think, at the time.
And also, okay, we got to go. That's all we have time for this evening.